Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living God, the mighty God. The Lord loves his people. And I thank him for his wisdom and the things he's recently talked to me about. The Lord's return is soon at hand. His return is very soon. He's coming back. And he has to come back now. Which means very, very sudden and soon. 2 years ago, the Lord told me that. He said, tell my people my return soon and to be ready that they be not left. And we talk about this on many broadcasts. And when he said that, I was kind of shocked because I hadn't heard wording that way for years and it bothered me. Now he's about to come back. But the way he said, tell my people my return is soon, is imminent. He said, I'm quoting him exactly. Time I woke up that morning, and usually on Saturday morning, he'll tell me something. And this time he did. And this was the week before Thanksgiving in 2017. He said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And I felt a sense of urgency. And also it bothered me that I hadn't been hearing speech, you know, tell them that they, to be ready that they be not left. You don't hear that anymore like you used to. Now, I happen to go to a church where people are saved, they love God, they're on fire for the Lord. And a lot of times when people are on fire for the Lord and they're doing things, they're getting healed, they're being blessed, they don't deviate. But I remember back, you know, I hadn't heard preaching like that since the 80s. Be ready that they be not left. And this time it was God, not just a preacher, telling me these things. And I sensed the urgency. And I thought about how people deviate from following God. Now, I'm being obedient to the Lord. This broadcast is a little different than the other website broadcast. Many of you who are going to be hearing this broadcast, the Lord had me to do two special broadcasts. Because people have been praying for their loved ones that may not be following. And you know, people go through so many problems and their focus change and things aggravate them. And they get into situations where they need to follow God. Everybody need to follow God. But everybody has their needs and things that has to happen in their life. Things they desire to happen in their life. And there's so much confusion out there. And there's so much wrong teaching out there. But God will hear your prayers. He will hear you out. But you got to hear him out. He's trying to save us all. He's trying to keep us on board. He's trying to take us to heaven with him. Now, Jesus died for our sins, but he can't allow anybody to bring sin into heaven. You have to drive it out of your heart. You have to. He died for you so that you could receive salvation. And you have the power to drive sin out of your life, and he expects you to. One scripture said that there was a time that he winked at sin, but now men are required to repent. Repent means to turn from your sin and live according to the word of God, which will bless your life in every way and in every form of life. Now, God wants your life to be just as beautiful, but many times mainstream Christianity preaching, it gravitates toward the good side. They kind of leave off the dangerous hell side. And they leave out the warfare. But the enemy is out there. You got an enemy out there trying to destroy your life. He's trying to bring destruction in your life every which way he can. Through sickness, through doubt, through unbelief, through sin, through desiring sin. And through worry, unbelief, depression. These are satanic attacks. And they are designed to change your focus from the living love of God and the powerful word of God so that you won't receive it. If he can change your focus, he can change everything. So in life, Jesus gave us weapons to counter the warfare attacks that Satan would bring against us. And he knew that we would need healing. There's so many reasons people get sick. It's not your fault. The things that we eat, the processed food, He said, by his stripes we are healed, Isaiah 53:5. You can claim that as yours and you can receive healing. Now, the main thing, he's about to return. And he told me recently, and he's been telling me so many times and in so many ways. I hear him say this every day. I'm coming back. He wants me to know it. Now, he's got to come back. And he said, and our instructions is, he said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready, that they be not left. So that means he don't want you left. He's got to judge the world. This is not going to be grace anymore. The time of grace is almost over with. When he comes back, he's going to start a judgment process against the wickedness of man, mainly because they rejected Jesus Christ. And sin causes anybody who loves sin to be an enemy against God. There's no two ways about it. Sin causes people to be an enemy against God. The love of the world is enmity against the life of God and against God himself. And it causes you to side with the enemy, Satan. But people don't sin trying to help Satan out. They're just trying to have a good time, the best they know. But when you do something wrong, when you commit adultery, you cross the line. Fornication, that's a crossing of the line. Lying to people is a crossing of the line. Unforgiveness, because he forgave us of millions of sins. And, you know, if you think about the sins that a person do by the time they're 25, that's millions of sins. And God wiped our slate clean. Even a child, that's hundreds of thousands of sins that he's forgiving us about for. And he's forgetting about it. He washed that sin away in his blood. But we cannot continue to choose to sin. Beside the fact that you're not used to, you know, when a person first gets saved, they're going to make mistakes. But from the heart, you love God. You don't want to sin anymore. That's why the enemy sent temptations. He wouldn't have to tempt you if you desire sin and you willingly and stubbornly sinned anyway, like a sinner would. He works to get us trapped in sin. He tried to tempt us to change our focus. The world system is very dangerous, but God works with us. His blood washed away our sin. Now remember this. There is a sin unto death, and there's a sin not unto death. So just leave all the sin alone. Even if a person sins a sin that's not unto death, you know, that means that they can still be forgiven. And God will work with them, just like he would a toddler. He wouldn't expect a convert to do what a disciple would do. But he requires all of us to repent. If we know, once we know that we've sinned, we need to repent, turn from it, and ask God for help. Now, the Lord loves you. Whatever you did wrong, no matter how bad it was, you need to be believing God for forgiveness and for salvation, because he really wants to save you. He is highly motivated to save you. When he gave me this assignment, he was motivated. I could tell in his voice. Now, there has been, God doesn't do anything unless he tell his prophets first. He gives his prophets wisdom. He gives his prophets a warning word so that we can avoid the danger that's coming. Now, that's what I'm doing now. When 9/11 happened and the attacks of New York City and the Pentagon building and the attempt at the White House, but they crashed in the fields. In Philadelphia, the three plane crashes, the attacks on America in 2001, 9/11. When this happened, I knew then that it was to get our attention. Why? Because nobody warned us. The only warning we had is the attempts in trying to blow up the Trade Center. But now what has happened is God raised up some prophets to warn us. Perry Stone. Jonathan Cahn wrote a book about the Harbinger. And he showed us specifically in that book what would happen if America turned its back on God, which it did. Now, you'll have to go and YouTube Jonathan Cahn and listen to him. And by all means, if you can, get The Harbinger and read it, because it became a bestseller. Now warnings are going forth, and America didn't repent. So now attacks are going to happen. The Lord showed A.A. Abrams and Henry Groover what would happen to America. It will be attacked by Russia and China. Now, without a lot of detail, you're going to have to just, you can go on YouTube and listen to the visions of Henry Groover and the visions of A.A. Abrams. They're identical. And you can YouTube Jonathan Cahn. And if you want to learn about heaven and hell, God raised up a lady named Catherine Baxter, and she talks about it vividly, and it's very important. And every Christian need to hear the testimony of the Ugandan pastor. These are the kind of things that mainstream religion has left out. They preach the good side, things that were, they preach the blessings. We need those things. They're trying to help. But when you follow God, you have there's the warning voice of God also. And there are some pastors that did right. Now, this is nothing new. Sometimes people deviate from the ways of God. In the days of after King David, the sons of Zadok stayed true to the word. When other priests, they deviated and they preached smooth things. Now, I'm not here just to tickle people's ears. This is a very serious business. Let's say today you died and you got to face eternity in the condition you're in now. You were in a car wreck, you died immediately, you can't come back. Where will you be now? Will you be forever with Jesus or forever lost? See, good. You have to have faith for his word. Not only the good part, you have to have faith in all of it, even when God talks about hell. But we had the warning all along. In 2 Peter chapter 2. Now Peter is warned, he is about to die. And he knows that his time is over when he wrote 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1 shows you how to structure your life in love. And I'm going to start at chapter 1 verse 16. This is Peter talking. He said, let me back up a little bit. I'll start at verse 12. He said, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them." Now, he's talking to people who have been schooled in the things of God. So if you haven't been schooled in the things of God properly, you're going to have to just study the word for yourself. First and Second Peter is a good place to start. Verse 12 said, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it fit, or meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me." See, the Lord do show people what's going to happen before it happens. He said, "Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, that is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Now, this is the Father talking about Jesus. And we'll read 17 again because it's so powerful. "For we received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Verse 18. "And this voice came, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shines on a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And I'm always talking about how God, the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. He said, but there were also, chapter 2, verse 1, but there were also false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. Now these are Christian people, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. These are Christian people who turn from the Lord, and they're going to go to hell. They're going to bring upon themselves swift destruction. A person can be saved and then be lost. But there's a teaching that says once saved, always saved. And many people believe that lie, and they think they're right. They scripturally justify it, but it's not true. According to these scriptures that I'm reading now, it proves that you can be lost again. That's why he said, tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. Because God will not bring sin to heaven. You have to drive it out of your heart and repent and live a new life. That's required. And you have the power to do it. He gave us power to live a clean life. He gave us a brand new heart so that we could live a clean life. So I'm going to continue. Chapter 2, verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I'm sorry that people lie to you. I'm sorry for the dangerous problems that happen because of this, and the hurts and the divorces, because people won't preach the truth. But now he's about to return. You're going to have to repent. If you know you're not right with God, be right with God. Fall in love with him again. Go back to your first love. What's been happening, the Lord's got to come back now. And he gave me this instruction. And there are many people who have deviated, and there are many, and God honors the faith of his people, and people have been crying out to the Lord. They believe and want him to save their loved ones, and the Lord said he's going to cause people to come on this site and hear these two broadcasts, and this is the first of the two. He said, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So if the Lord directed you to this site, it's because he wants you to know him. He wants to take you with him. He said, and through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. These are they who have turned. He said, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. So it's important to hear God now. You can't go by what you've heard before. In recent broadcast, the Lord taught me, he instructed me to say that you have faith in his word according to the word of God that you did receive, but wrong teaching will interfere with how you receive God's word. So you're just going to have to go back to the written word of God for yourself and let it interpret itself, and not get caught up in wicked men and their covetous practices. Now I'm going to continue this. He said, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words, lying words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Now these examples are for us. We don't need to go back in time and suffer the same punishment as the angels in Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah, the flood of Noah. Now it's about to be a judgment of fire. It's about to be war. And this is not going to be what you're used to. Verse 7 says, and he delivered just Lot. Now, Lot was a justified man because he loved God's word. And Abraham interceded for him, just like the people that's been praying for you have been interceding for God to save you. And if God directed you to these two broadcasts, then hear them. Hear them out. Repent where you need to. And love God with all of your heart, soul, body, mind, and strength. Now, he delivered just Lot with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deed. Now, Lot was a man that resisted the temptations of the world, but he lost most of his family, his sons and his and some of his daughters that were married. When he tried to get them to come out of Sodom and Gomorrah when he did, but he seemed as somebody that was mocking. He seemed as a liar. He seemed as somebody that was just deceived, just like you do. Just like when people, we try to tell people and warn people what we see and hear, the visions and the dreams God gives us, and people take it lightly. Now it's got to happen, whether you're ready or not. And God loves you. He's honoring the faith of the people that's been praying for you to hear these broadcasts. Now, some of you, you listen to the broadcast all the time, but there are many people that's going to come on here and listen to these things because God's going to cause you to come to this broadcast. Verse 9 says, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of... Let me read verse 9 again. I stumble. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of the unrighteousness, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime, spots are they and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. These are preachers, folks. These are the cunning preachers. These are the preachers that turn their heart, and they preach what you want to hear, and they tickle your ear, and they make merchandise of you. They want your money, your tithes, your offerings, but they don't care what really happens to you. And they, you know, one sinner can destroy much good, but God don't want you to be drawn out of the kingdom of God with this attack that originated from the enemy. Now watch this. They have eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. They're not born again anymore. They deviated. They turned their heart. But there are many good preachers out there that, just like the sons of Zadok, that stayed true. But there are so many more that didn't. I'm sorry. And they teach lies. And the Lord has to deal with this. I thank God for this assignment. Many people will live that would have perished. Verse 15. Which have forsaken the right way. Now, verse 14, they have eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin because you can't control it. And all sin hardens your heart against God. And beguiling unstable souls and heart, they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way. They forsook it. They knew it, but they forsook it and are gone astray following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosa. It's nothing new. It happened before. It's happening now. Who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. Now, this man was a real prophet. He prophesied some of the things that's happening in Revelation. He prophesied about the ships of Kittim. He did. But then he turned following King Balak, and he taught Balak how to curse Israel. He became wicked, and he started Baal worship. Verse 17, these are the wells without water. They can't, They can't produce real miracles. They do lying wonders. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. And that's what God is trying to produce in you now. He wants you to be clean so you can go with him when he comes back for his real people. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow, which is a pig, that was washed to her wallowing in the mire, just like the false prophets do. It's not God's will for people to turn from him. They know better, and they're doing worse than that. They're worse than a sinner. Just like a man that won't take care of his own children is worse than a sinner. He's worse than an infidel. An infidel is a sinner that will not believe on God, that will not believe Christ. So you can, if you know better, if you've partaken of the holy things of God, you've received salvation, you were washed in the blood, you had a first love at one point, you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you've worked miracles, and then you turn from that to do debauchery, to make merchandise out of people that were washed in the blood and lead them astray, it's not going to work. Now let's look at Jude. Jude is just like 2 Peter. He said, it starts off as one chapter. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going out to strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. He did not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. He followed the protocol. He did it God's way. You got to fight Satan spiritually. Now the angels have their protocol, and we have ours. I don't know the protocol of angels, so I'm not going to bother to say it, but look like he did it God's way. He said, the Lord rebuked thee. Now, when Jesus put Satan under our foot, under our authority, we can speak the word of God and stop Satan in his tracks. Do just like Jesus did. Say, Satan, get behind me. Say, Satan, I rebuke you. I stop you. You can't deceive me anymore. You can command him that he can't deceive you anymore, and he can't. You have authority over him. Verse 10, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Jesus gave us authority over Satan. You can read about it in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 through 20, and also chapter 18 in Matthew, verses 18 through 20, and also Luke chapter 10. And you can see how Jesus did it in Mark chapter 4, in Matthew chapter 4, where he resisted Satan. But going back, continuing, verse 11 says, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the arrow of Balaam for reward. They love money more, greed, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah." Korah resisted Moses. He tried to get people to follow him instead of Moses, and he died. It's important not to make these same mistakes. Follow God. If you want something, ask God for it. He loves you. He'll bless you. Verse 12 says, "These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear." Sounds just like 2 Peter. "Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea. These are false preachers, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, in whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them in their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last times who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Don't be surprised. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God.